just like a farmer needs to till the soil before planting the seeds, there might be some preliminary work you need to do to prepare your audience for whatever it is you want to do. So here's a few points to consider before you jump in. Okay? So I want you to change lives. I definitely want you to affect your communities. I want you to meet their needs, and I want them to really understand how much you love them and for you to be used by God to be able to change the world. That's what I want.
Hello, welcome to the Taco Talks podcast featuring Pastor Al Deschanel, known online as Christian Ninja, full-time content creator and executive director of Taco, the Alliance for Creative Outreach. He uses his education, experience, and pastor's heart to unite, develop, and train Christian content creators to serve and grow well on the digital mission field. I'm your host, Scott, a fellow content creator, Twitch streamer, and podcaster known online as The Born Again Gamer. We hope this podcast will help you unleash your potential, reach your vision, and create content that radiates God's glory. You know, as gamers and believers, we're passionate about sharing the message of love and hope with others. Maybe you've been waiting to introduce biblical content or the gospel message to your stream. Maybe you never considered it, but a light bulb went on over your head one day. Join us as we explore what it means to discern the readiness of others to hear the message that we have to share, and our readiness to share it. Drawing from personal experiences, biblical wisdom, and insights from our community, Christian Ninja will unpack the strategies for effectively communicating the message of faith in a way that resonates with others.
Hey there, we're back on track with our journey through six questions that you should be asking yourself before you start crafting content or creating your online communities. So let's get right into it. We kicked off the series with the question, who is my audience? And we sort of dug deep into how important it is to really consider what specific group of people you resonate with. Then we moved on to what are your audience's questions and their needs right now? We talked about ways that we can kind of learn how our audience is doing, what they're going through, and to try to align our content with purpose. The third episode, we tackled the question, what needs to be accomplished most? And so we gathered up all that information from the last question, and we discussed and the challenges kind of faced by what it's like to be an online community leader, and then we tried to prioritize our approach. Last episode, before we jumped in and started creating the content and helping the audience, we paused and we asked, okay, what's God's answer to these questions and needs? We talked about how important it is to align our content with God's word, and we tackled some of the reasons why Christian content creators might be afraid to bring up the Bible in their content. So today, we're diving into the next big question. Are they ready to receive it? Okay, it's a really crucial question, actually, and one that a lot of people don't bother to ask before they start delivering their content. Consider your own life. Let's say you're upset about something, or there's something you want and you need to ask somebody else for it, or you need to admit something that you've done wrong and you want to ask their forgiveness. Most people will turn that conversation inwards. They think of themselves before they think of the other person. They psych themselves up and they plan out the words that they're going to say, and they figure out when they want to do it. And then when they've got their little plan, they launch it. It's missing a really crucial step, though, and that's asking the question, when will the person I'm trying to communicate with actually be most open to listening? For example, and here's a little life hack if you're a female. Actually, it works for if any guy. So this is worth any guy. If you want to ask your dad, your husband, your brother, your boyfriend in your life for something, and you know it's going to be a little bit bigger ask than usual, do it right after a good dinner. He is 500 times more receptive at that moment than if you were to call him up at work or meet him at the door or walk into their room and ask him to pause the game or even to send him a text. You do it right after dinner and suddenly they're a bit more flexible. They're a bit more open. They're a bit more pliable, a bit more willing to listen. But that principle applies to everyone. Like, there is a right time, a right place, and a right way to communicate with people that will make everything a lot smoother. Like, here's an example. You've heard of spoiler culture, right? That's where once a popular show or some game is released, people just rush to experience it as fast as possible so they don't end up seeing spoilers the next time they log into social media. They want to experience it firsthand. They don't want to have some big plot point or some cool mechanic revealed before they can get to it. Now, imagine you have a friend who's seen the episode of your favorite show and they can't wait to talk about it with you like you always do, but you had to work or you missed it for some reason. How do you want that person to handle it? Well, you don't want a text that says something like, "Can you believe that so-and-so died?" Or even one that's like, "Hey, I know you missed last night, but wow, you're going to be surprised. Such a huge moment. Can't wait to talk to you about it," right? You don't want that. What do you want? You want them to be sensitive to your needs, ask if you're in a place where you can talk about that important thing, and then deliver it with care with you in mind. It's selfish of them to dump on you their excitement because it's only thinking about them. You're not factored in. That's what we're talking about today. If you've been following along with the questions, you now have this prioritized list of issues that you want to help your audience with and because you care about them. You've thought about it and you've prayed about it and you've read about it and you're ready to kind of jump in and make that video or their podcast or that blog post or that Discord announcement, whatever you're going to do with it. But pause and ask yourself, is your audience ready to receive whatever you're about to do? Just like a farmer needs to till the soil before planting the seeds, there might be some preliminary work you need to do to prepare your audience for whatever it is you want to do. So here's a few points to consider before you jump in, okay? So I want you to change lives. I definitely want you to affect your communities. I want you to meet their needs, and I want them to really understand how much you love them and for you to be used by God to be able to change the world. That's what I want. But recognize that jumping in with both feet into an issue could actually do more harm than good. So here's some things to consider before you do that. First, avoid sudden changes. You and your audience have this unofficial contract. When they found you and they liked you, and then they hit the follow or the subscribe button, they were saying, "I like what you're doing and I want to see more of that." Even if you're a variety streamer or you write on a bunch of different topics, it still applies. They signed up for a certain vibe and they want to walk away with that same feeling when they're done finishing your content or whatever, consuming whatever you did. So a quick flip from whatever you were doing to something completely different, even if you have the best motivation, isn't going to be accepted. Imagine you've been watching your favorite Valorant player for the last few months and they suddenly decide to like do a Bible study or start silent meditation right in the middle of some segment somewhere. Or you have a podcast that you listen to and it rates anime and listen to or manga or something and they start talking about Pilgrim's Progress. Or you're watching someone who's known for making amazing desserts and cook it in their kitchen and they suddenly start sending out blog posts about diet and workout routines because they found out that, you know, people in their audience, they struggle with their weight. So they're like, "Oh, I'm going to help right now." It would alter the relationship. It would break the contract. Now, are any of those bad things? No, they're not bad things. And it's usually motivated by wanting to help, but it breaks that unofficial contract. Anyone who's ever done a content change, not just to something helpful or something spiritual, but just changing from one game to another or covering one series to another or a musician changing genres, they know that they're going to just take a huge hit in their numbers. It just happens. How much more so does someone who's going to start poking around on issues that deeply affect their audience on an individual level, how much more so do they need to prepare, right? So what do you do? Well, here's a few things to do before you jump in to help you introduce the content to this to your audience. This is actually really good advice for anybody who wants to do any kind of content shift. Like, it's not just about spiritual stuff. That's what I'm going to talk about mostly. But this is for if you want to change anything, right? I'm specifically talking to people who are not used to putting in spiritual content and they want to start, or they are used to doing a certain kind of content and they want to make it more intentional about things that are happening in their audience, making that change. But that's not always it, right? You're not always going to be answering a question or meeting a need. Maybe your followers have body shame issues or addiction or mental health struggles or a bunch of other things. All these principles still apply. This is how to introduce that in a careful way. So one, take your time and introduce it gradually. Patience, right? You can't just jump in with both feet right away. Start by subtly incorporating spiritual elements into your existing content or whatever the elements are, right? I'm going to talk about spiritual elements, but whatever those elements are. This could be as simple as like sharing a meaningful quote or sharing a personal story that touched your heart that day. Yeah, you don't jump into a sermon. You don't post a bunch of devotionals about it. You don't start a prayer group right away. You don't ask people to comment with all their own personal stuff. You just, share from the heart a little bit and then get back to what you were doing. If you're a podcaster or you're a writer, if it connects to your content, add the verse, add that quote, put it in the script in a natural way. If you're a digital artist, maybe you can put a little reflection or like a verse along the bottom where the copyright is, or you have your character visit a place that has some kind of symbolism or spiritual significance. If you draw something that's meaningful to you, maybe instead of posting as usual, going, here's my latest post, just take one or two sentences to explain why that piece of art mattered to you. Number two, continue to provide value. Now, I've said before that the reason they keep consuming your content and the reason they're part of your community is because you are providing value to them. When you stop providing value, they leave to go somewhere else. You are inspirational, or you are entertaining, or you are an expert, or whatever your value is. That's what keeps them coming back. When you start to introduce this different content, spiritual content or otherwise, make sure that you continue to provide value to your audience in the way you have been, right? Make sure the content itself, if spiritual content, make sure that it provides value. It's not just shoehorned in there. For example, say you play some big first-person shooter or you're grinding away at Final Fantasy XIV. Take a minute to consider talking about that game as you normally would, but throw in what it means to you or why you keep working so hard at it, what struggles you faced and how did you overcome them. In other words, along with all these tips and tricks or things that you are talking about, you can go a little deeper and you still give them a tip and trick, but it's about how you face discouragement or how you keep your edge or how you don't burn out. It's the same value that they came for, but you're subtly addressing something that meets your audience need in a different way. That makes sense? Three, be vulnerable and authentic. Vulnerability, by which I mean having a risk when you share something, and authenticity, by which I mean that whatever you're sharing actually matters to you, are probably the two most important keys when it comes to content creation, to building a successful audience. They are essential when you want to start making any kind of changes or connect to people or grow. It is about vulnerability and authenticity. That's what really connects to people's lives. If you're making these changes and they get a hint of hypocrisy, or they sense some kind of alternative motive, or they feel like you're talking down to them, or that you don't really care, but you feel like you're supposed to say something, it's going to damage your relationship with them. When you share, make sure it's about your spiritual journey, your personal experiences. This not only makes your content more relatable, but it actually helps your audience understand why you're starting to introduce that other content, why you're starting to talk about that spiritual content, because they become part of the journey. I remember when I was a preacher, I used to get a lot of comments from older Christians about how rarely I use illustrations. I almost never use them for years and years and years of preaching. Most of the preachers they had before always had some kind of funny story or something during the message, and I didn't do that. However, the unbelievers, the seekers, the new Christians had a very different reaction to that style. It was because instead of using illustrations that were just kind of pulled from anywhere or in some list somewhere, I shared why that verse or that topic touched my life, or showed me what I had to work on, or why the topic was so important for me to share. It helped me be more passionate, more interested. It got me to study a little harder. It's not that I preached myself. I wasn't talking about me. But when I shared the Bible, you know, they saw I wasn't just giving a message. I was talking about, I was sharing about how God, His Word, my relationship with Jesus really is living and active. It mattered to me. What I'm saying mattered. That's how you connect to people. That's how you connect to your audience. They have to believe it matters to you and is part of you. Then they'll come along. And that's really number four, is involving your audience in the journey. Instead of making it all about how you plan to use your content to help them, instead, choose something that both you and your audience need to work on, right? And involve them in helping you solve your issue. As I said, if you're talking down to them, if you're trying to fix them instead of walking with them, they're going to react poorly. However, if you frame it as something you're working through, something you're struggling with, something you're seeking answers for, and then you ask them for their thoughts and feedback, they're going to feel valued, involved, right? They're seeing your vulnerability. And then more than likely, they'll start sharing that they're struggling too, even with the same thing. And now you've got that core group of people that you can start using to make, or not, you don't use them, but you can start using as an audience to make some of those content changes around, right? You have a core group now, not just out of nowhere. So after a while, you can say, you know, you guys, we've been playing for a long time now, and you've seen my blog posts, you've seen my Twitter stuff, you've seen in some of my episodes, I've been talking about this whatever issue for a little while now. You kind of, you know, it's been in and around. Well, I've heard from some of you when I've shared that you've also been struggling too. So I want to take a minute to just kind of talk about that specifically. Right? You've laid the groundwork up to that point, and now you can start to make those changes. That could take a really long time too. Like we're talking, it could take a few months. Even if you're just moving from one game to another, or one genre of music, or one genre of art to another, it's the same process. Be gradual, keep adding value, be vulnerable, be authentic, and share with them why you've been discontent with whatever it is. I've seen way too many creators that just kind of all of a sudden drop a video or a podcast episode or whatever blog post that says how they've been unhappy with their content for a while and making it has been so dull and so difficult, and how they've wanted to make a change but they haven't done it, and then all of a sudden they just go boom and they just say to them, I'm changing completely different from this point on. And their audience freaks out and nobody's happy and there are too many questions and they don't know what to do. But the problem was they waited. They waited until it was a breaking point. Instead of laying the groundwork, bringing their audience along, opening up vulnerably, honestly, slowly along the way in an intentional way, they just dropped it. It's so much better if you get your audience involved and excited and supportive and prepared. Now, I want to close out, but let me give two more quick tips to a bit more rapid fire. First off, feel free to use secular themes to transition to spiritual topics. Sometimes we're a little afraid that if we use like a secular game or like a secular TV show and we start trying to talk about Jesus or anything or the Bible or whatever with that, it's fine. If you've never talked about that topic on your stream or your content before, use a TV show, secular music, nature science, famous book, current event, doesn't matter. Just use something you have in common to bridge the gap. And then the next one is just be willing to abandon the topic. If you do all these steps, but you keep getting pushback or you look at your analytics and they're absolutely taking a nosedive, well then, you know, take a step back. Maybe you went too far too fast. Just apologize to the group, recognize your mistake, dial back your changes, go make sure you go back to adding value, bringing value, and then come back with a different method at a later time. Remember, the goal isn't to just force your faith down people's throat. It's not to give them answers and solutions to make you like this messiah to them or whatever. The goal is just to share your life with these people you care about, to create valuable content that actually changes lives and is incorporated into your interest and their interest and all the things that you love to do and they love to do. And then bridging that gap between the content that you love creating and that they love consuming and that mission that God has placed on your heart to do something that benefits them. So before you hit go live or record or post or whatever, ask yourself, are they ready to receive this?
First of all, Christian Ninja is giving away our dad secrets. But seriously, he's right. Timing is everything. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, "There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven." As well in Psalm 27:14, it says, "Wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord." Sometimes the most profound transformations occur during periods of waiting, when we allow ourselves to be still and listen and trust that the right time will come. I fight the urge to switch up what I stream pretty much daily. Not that I hate what I'm streaming. I do sometimes make slow changes, but I am also a wanderer and inventor according to the 6 working geniuses, and I come up with new ideas practically daily. But not all of them are going to be home runs. And I have to rely on the Holy Spirit and others I trust to determine what's a good idea and is it time for it or should I wait? Remember, waiting doesn't mean idleness. It's an active stance of deliberate pause. Pray for discernment for God to reveal to you whether you should wait or move forward on something new. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe to this podcast. And if you want to join in the conversation, Christian Ninja streams Monday to Thursday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This podcast is recorded live on Tuesdays. Also, I want to invite you to join my own live stream where I stream Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays starting at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Finally, if you want to help keep Christian Ninja full-time, consider joining his coffee support page where you'll find his bookstore and get updates on what's happening with Taco and Christian Ninja's ministry. If you become a member, you'll get access to all sorts of exclusive content and help reach more creators in their communities. All the links are in the description.